Hello, everybody. Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that my community for moms, the Village for Moms, is now open to welcome new members. It will only be open until Thursday, October 1st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. So if you'd like to join, please visit thevillageformoms.net. I look forward to welcoming you into the community. Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show, episode 536. Today we're going to look at verse 52 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching, which is called All is Well. All belongs to the Tao, always. Sorrow begins when parents forget this. Forgetting that you belong, you cast about for security and cannot find it. You look to your children to bring you meaning, and they cannot do it. Seeing your pain, they forget as well, and everyone is in darkness. But if you can remember that all is, has been, and will be well, you will bring light to yourself and to your children. My father always worried about the future. I learned his lesson well. It has taken me years to unlearn, and still I forget. What will your children have to unlearn? How can you begin now to help them? Well, I think you can apply this verse to this pandemic. As the author says, my father always worried about the future and I learned his lesson well. We can find an endless amount of things to worry about this year and wring our hands and stress over. And if we go too far down that rabbit hole, we will be teaching our children well how to worry about the future. This author has taken years to unlearn this lesson, and still he forgets. So we certainly could go to that level, but another example that I think about is when my son used to play baseball. He had boys on his team who were really, really talented. There were a few that jumped to my mind. Really, really talented. And their dads were really, really into them playing baseball and being really, really talented. I remember seeing this over and over, so many times over the years, where the boys would be pitching on the mound. And from young ages, 9, 10, 11, 12, they'd be pitching on the mound. And after every pitch, and often these dads were coaches and some of them former baseball players. And after every pitch, they would look over to their dad in the dugout to see if he approved of what pitch the boy had just thrown. And sometimes the dads would smile and nod approval, and sometimes they would throw their hands up in disgust, or if they made a fielding error or they struck out. This happened a lot in the batter's box. With each pitch, the child, the boy would look over to the dad for approval. And what I came to understand about some of these dads, not all of them, but certainly where this dynamic played out, where the dad was a former player, the child, the boy showed some natural ability in the sport, and so the dad began living vicariously through the child. Maybe the dad was a superstar in high school, but never made it to play baseball in college. And maybe now the dad has dreams of his son playing in college like he never got to do. So the beginning of this, the earlier part of this verse, forgetting that you belong, you cast about for security and cannot find it. You look to your children to bring you meaning, and they cannot do it. Seeing your pain, they forget as well, and everyone is in darkness. So what this makes me think about with this baseball is that the dads put expectations of their boys playing better and going further than they did. And that's a lot of pressure to put on the boys. I cannot tell you how many of these boys I saw quit the sport, talented young men, really naturally gifted baseball players, quit the sport around 11, 12, 13 years old because they lost, the sport lost, became no more fun. It was no longer fun. It was more about the pressure and the dynamic between them and their dads. And of course, they didn't realize this, but this is what I was observing. They would say, I just don't like it anymore. I'm burned out. It's not fun for me. And what a tremendous loss, because these boys were really, really talented. Would it have been any different if the dads hadn't put the pressure of the expectation on their sons, if they hadn't tried to live vicariously through them, if they hadn't wanted their sons to go further than they did? Would it have been a different outcome for the boys if the dads just sat back and enjoyed watching their sons play? And then afterwards, on the ride home, talked about whether their child had fun in the game that day, rather than critiquing every step the child made and every play they made, every pitch, every swing of the bat? Would it have been different? Who knows that those boys would have stayed in baseball ultimately? Who knows if they would have, who knows if they would have gone on to play baseball in high school or college or professionally? I mean, the odds are pretty low that the millions of boys who play baseball are going to make it to the major leagues, but who knows? But the one thing I can say is that if their dads didn't put so much pressure on them, I think they would enjoy their time in the sport more. So that's kind of what this verse makes me think of. But in terms of our discussion here, I think it is good to remember that all is well. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the stress and the worry and the fear and the anxiety and the panic that we forget, or maybe we don't really believe that all is well. But all really is well. Even when we're struggling, even when it's stressful, if we can just go back to the basics and say, well, we have our health, we have a roof over our shoulders, we have food to eat, all really is well. We will be fine. So I hope that that gives you some guidance and inspiration in this challenging year that we're living in. And I thank you for listening to my show and showing up here. I see that we're gaining new listeners every day right now, which I love it. So welcome to anyone who is newly coming to this podcast and listening for the first time. I love showing up for you and serving you and supporting you in this most incredible journey called parenting. And if you haven't yet, I would be ever so grateful if you would stop over in iTunes and leave a review for me. I haven't had a review by a listener in quite a long time, and reviews help new people to find the podcast. So please take a minute after this episode and go over to iTunes and leave a review. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a pleasant day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.